Time now for the Six Rings Postgame Show, presented by McFarlane Energy. Breaking down everything Patriots. Now, here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
You to watch your team rally together and put it in, but also come off hooting and hollering. And what did you say to them in response in that locker room?
It means a lot. You know, when you preach something and it shows up in the game, it's always going to be more impactful. I would say, like, there comes a point in time where everyone in the stadium knows you got to run the ball. Whether you're talking about on defense, if we're on defense or if we're on offense, there comes a point in time where they know, everyone knows, the fans know, everyone knows that it's a run play, and you got to really just defeat the man across from you. And look, fortunately, our guys got movement and we scored, so it was great.
That is from Patriots head coach Gerard Mayo earlier in his second post-game victory press conference for the New England Patriots, who are currently tied for second place in the AFC East. Let's go! Can you believe Andy Hart? There is a three-way tie for second place in the AFC East. Everybody is 2-6.
What a terrible division.
What an awful, 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 awful division of football. Honest. I mean, the NFC North may be one of the best divisions we could ever see. Truly remarkable. Vikings are 5-2, got screwed the other night. Maybe the outcome was only a matter of time, but still. Bears are good on the come up. The Lions are the class of the NFL. Packers are 6-2 now. Wow. And we have three teams that are 2-6, and your AFC East champion, Buffalo Bills. Congratulations, Buffalo. Go ahead. You know, honestly, if I'm in Orchard Park, I celebrate right now.
Drink?
Well, what else is there to do up there? You live in Buffalo.
Well, you can squirt ketchup on people, don't they? They do that.
You can jump through a table.
Yeah, you can jump through a table.
You throw frozen eggs at buses.
You know what was weird? You know what was weird one time I saw someone do? Like butt shots.
Excuse me?
They were pouring like, they were doing like shots of like Fireball down people's backs off of their.
Oh, yeah. I think that there's a name for that. I forgot.
Tush line.
Somebody got kicked out of a restaurant for doing it in a restaurant.
Oh, you don't say? Really?
Is that frowned upon?
Is that frowned upon?
Establishment.
Excuse me, sir, if you wouldn't mind. I understand this is a fine establishment, but if you don't mind, the lady and I would appreciate doing some Derriere drops. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. Let's get our first call of the day in, Andy. We haven't
already
spoken to any of the good Pats people. I know. We've got so much to say.
You've been babbling.
I've been babbling?
I knew
that
I
is,
could get you to take
that
the
is
cheese.
Ironic coming from you.
Now, you better keep it up through the full 7:30 show.
Listen, guy.
No fading late.
I am not going to hear this gobbledygook from you. I was up hours before you, all over the stadium, jumping around in the wind and the sun.
You don't know what time I got up.
I can guarantee I was up before you.
Okay, tell the world, Andy. What time did you get up?
12:01.
You
beat that.
P.O.S. All right, let's go all the way around the other side of the world with one of our favorite guys who,
speaking of getting up early,
Jake from Australia. You are the first caller on today's Six Rings
G'day,
postgame show.
G'day, Jake.
G'day, Jake.
G'day.
All right. How's that W feel down
morning.
Under, mate? Yes. Good morning, g'day, g'night, huh?
It feels good until you sort of start thinking about what could have actually happened in the last 27 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It was real exciting until I was running around the house all excited. The wife goes, "Why so excited?" And then I stopped. She's like, "Why did you stop? What's wrong?" So there's 27 seconds and it's Aaron Rodgers. They could come back here.
No,
they can't.
Aaron Rodgers.
It was all these. He's not anymore.
Nope.
But any other team, they probably would have come back.
Yeah, that's probably true. You did, like, this was a game where they had a delay a game on a 2-point conversion with the game on the line and they took the penalty and then they threw what seemed like the same play, right, to Mike Williams. Mm-hmm. If that play happens at the 2 or wherever the 2-point, that's a 2-point conversion. So they are poorly coached, poorly quarterbacked, poorly led. They are a debacle, but you know what? We won the culture war. The culture in New England is less crappy than the culture in New York.
It's back to last year's culture, baby.
Jake, you've quickly become a favorite here on the Six Rings postgame show. Thank you, friend, and I'm glad that your early rise was rewarded with a dub today. This is where the win streak begins. From humble beginnings come great things, baby. Let's go.
Beautiful. No more 1-16 for us.
Nope. 2-15 is on the table.
2-15, baby!
It's on.
It's on. All right, Jake, have a great rest of your Monday. Take care, mate. Great to always have Jake from Rhode Island checking in. No, Jake from Australia checking in.
Jesus.
We have someone, we have people from Rhode Island on hold. Sorry.
Yeah, but at least give the man
maybe
the
he's
honor
from...
of respecting that he's from halfway around the globe.
I did. I announced
Denunder.
Did you just say Denunder? Was that your effort at...
Yeah, Denunder.
Truly, just equal. You are an equal.
Should I start trending early or
no? We're fine. Listen, you should shut the hell up.
Wow.
Oh my. Other than
says the guy who doesn't get riled up and loses composure.
Yep. Says Mr. Calm. Says Mr. Calm. Cool.
I was quite calm telling you to shut the hell up. I was quite calm, my friend.
Well,
no. There's a lot of emotion today. This is a weird spot for Patriots fans because A, they got a win and a home win. It's been so long.
371 days.
That's a
long time.
It is. And some are not sure whether they're celebratory or if there's disappointment or if they're...
A lot of people just checked out, Andy. There were people, like, I won't say en masse, but there were a good number of people left the stadium at halftime because
I hate those people.
Brissett was in, game was over. Nope. Jets were just going to win. They're the better team. Aaron Rodgers, mismatch. And then the Jets, And the Pats gave
that.
The Pats gave effort.
You don't do that.
No,
if you're
you
at the game, mm-hmm. I actually wouldn't have a problem if you were at home and you said, oh, I need to go paint the ceiling in the bathroom or whatever. And I didn't know there was going to be an extra couple hours.
Curious task for a Sunday afternoon.
Whatever.
All right. Sure.
But if you're at Gillette Stadium, I don't care what happens. Mm-hmm. It's sports. You could see history. You could see maybe Joe Milton comes in the second half and throws for 300 yards.
Like, wasn't he inactive?
Well, he's the emergency third quarterback. So if Jacoby Brissett got hurt, he would have played in the second half, and you could have seen history. Like, I don't know why, if you're at the game, especially, wasn't pouring. There was no blizzard excuse like you gave you people for the finale last
Rather,
year.
It was
Belichick's
quite a beautiful
last game.
Day.
Exactly. Why would you leave?
That's a nice day.
Come on, it's a nice day. You bought tickets. You're at a game, mm-hmm. and they're in a ball game. They're not getting blown out. So why would you leave? I continue to not understand you people.
You know, I have to say, it's a shame that people just can't appreciate the singular individual game, the individual effort of today. Yes, I know there could be issues, long-term ramifications for the draft pick and where they end up. Are they going to pick first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, whatever? But it is not the job of each and every one of these guys, whether you were just signed 3 days ago, whether you're Ben Brown, the center who was signed a couple weeks ago, whether you're Jacoby Brissett coming in after you were told to go to the bench and thanks for your service, whomever that it was today. It is not Christian Ellis's job, nor is it Christian Gonzalez's job, to try to lose this game.
Oh, God, no.
For the draft pick next year. These people have pride.
They get paid too, bro.
Sure. They're professionals. They have heart. They have egos. They have character. They have gut. This is what they
absolutely.
Wanted to do, and I'm very happy for them because they outplayed a team that has more talent than them on paper.
But that's not where the games get played. They get played on fake grass with little ground-up tires.
Little tire bits. Little
ex-Michelins.
617-779-7937 is your number if you want to jump in to the post-game party with Fitzy Hart and company. But first, let's catch you up on everything else going on in a rather wild day of NFL action and more with Joe Braverman.
A few minutes ago, just said he called this a moment of darkness for this team. Is that how you see it, and how do you get out of it? I mean, because you could just stay in it in darkness as well.
Yeah, I've been in the darkness. You got to go in there, make peace with it. Offensively, our goal has just got to be score 30. It doesn't matter what the other two sides are doing. You know, we have trust in our defense and teams, but if we're not scoring 30, we're underachieving. This offense can do that every single week.
And somehow the Patriots beat the Jets again. And that was Aaron Rodgers.
What an absolute bozo. I'm sorry. So on the break, producer Joe Braverman comes in and says, hey, Mr. Fitz, you got any audio you want? What should we come back to? I said, oh, God, is there something from the Rodgers postgame? Because quickly on this program, and welcome back to the Six Rings postgame show, everybody. Hopefully you're enjoying a pleasant ride home from the stadium. Maybe raking some leaves, doing some family fall things. Could be having a little secondary tailgate as you wait for the traffic to clear out of the stadium if you stuck around and got that well-earned, very much deserved late-game victory. I thought, you know, I want to hear what Rodgers had to say. There's got to be some great Rodgers audio after the game. And sure enough, there he is talking about the darkness. I've been to the darkness. What did he say? You have to go in there and embrace it?
Oh, yeah. What is he, Batman?
Who?
Bane?
Well, he didn't say embrace
you merely
it.
You merely adopted the darkness. I was born.
He didn't say embrace it. He said make peace with it.
Make peace with the
what
darkness.
What does that mean?
Honestly, what does that mean?
Look at darkness face to face and say peace be with you.
How do you know if you're in? How do you know if you're face to face with the darkness? If you're in darkness, it's an absence of light.
Talk to Aaron Rodgers. He's the one on the hallucinogenic drugs.
Or here's an idea. Just throw the ball to your guy when he's in the end zone, score points, and win a football game. Stop talking about darkness and all this philosophical bunk.
Don't lose a ball game when you have two stud backs. Granted, a patchwork offensive line, but the Patriots were barely able to generate much of a pass rush today, considering that they were down Daniel Aquale, no Josh Uche, get Keon White on a bum wheel, although I thought he was going to have himself a day because he came to the stadium today dressed as Michael Myers. That was pretty awesome. The Patriots defense is missing its entire spine with Barmore, Bentley, Peppers gone, most likely all potentially for the season and beyond. And yet that defense was able to keep you down to the tune of 22 points, time and again, missing your throws. How many times was he going to continue to try to go, Andy, to that kind of like wheel route throw that he was doing, like the 20-yarder over to either Adams or Garrett Wilson, trying to pick on Christian Gonzalez? Not the best idea in the world because he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like he just with like the pass selection, I don't understand. Whoever this Todd Downing is who took over for Nate Hackett, he's not doing any better either. Their play calling stinks. The execution stinks. Their attitude stinks.
Just getting the
stinks.
Play in. The literal part of the play calling, like calling a play so that we can get to the line and run a play. Now, Ulbrich threw Rodgers under the bus a little bit. He said that's an operational thing, including Aaron, when he was asked about all those timeouts and then the delay of game on the two-point play. He threw Rodgers under the bus. I'll be interested to see if that flares up a little bit in New York this week. But Rodgers is a boob. He's always been a boob, and now he's a saggy boob.
He's a boob in the darkness.
He was once a beautiful perky boob, and now he's a saggy boob.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you really can or should be saying this.
What? Whoa. I'm just telling you, I hate Aaron Rodgers.
Okay,
I thought that
was the easy way to go about it.
I thought I was going to like Aaron Rodgers with New York. I thought I was going to like them as a villainous team and him as the leader of all that. They're not. They're stink. They just are sad, and it's embarrassing for their fans. It's kind of embarrassing for their opponents. Saggy boob.
I miss some. Great drop, Joe. I miss some lyrics there. Thank you, 508. I should have come in with ayahuasca, my old friend.
Oh, wow. That's way better than anything you did.
You know what?
What?
I'll finish the show. That's fine. Go ahead.
Just go
get your Miller Lights. Go ahead. Yeah, people have to put up with you for 4 hours tomorrow afternoon. Oh, it's your hair.
True.
Oh, you're not doing a good enough job. Oh, get it to commercial. Oh, it's so easy to be so hypercritical from your little darkness retreat down there in the South Coast. Nope. Far be it from you to ever say, you know, you do kind of hold up this operation. And
that's what ayahuasca did for me.
He is such a freak show.
He is.
Legitimately.
That's where if you want to take a real victory lap, not just the game day victory lap, you beat the Jets, you love watching the Jets lose. The Jets are going to be a mess for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, because they have mortgaged the franchise. They went all in paying coordinators and coaches and everyone, draft picks traded away, capital, equity, and more for four plays and a blown Achilles, followed by 2-6 the next season after they went and got his bestie wide receiver friend who can't make much of a difference on the field and who upon arrival was sent into utter dismay as to what a crap show and emotional darkness retreat the Jets genuinely were. He becomes the team leader, delivers the fiery speech, and this is what the Jets deliver: a loss against the Patriots in Foxborough to Jacoby Brissett.
They have no future.
No, they're done. They are done.
Other than the fact that, and we're sort of, I guess, maybe whistling past this, it is not ideal for Drake May in his third start. And we probably should go down this road because I know there are some people on my Twitter timeline that, you know, it didn't take long for the idea of playing Drake May behind this line to blow up in everybody's face. He's got a concussion now, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
No, but you have to acknowledge it. He left the game with a head injury.
Yes,
this
but
could
he,
be the start of something bad.
It could be, yes. I understand that.
It happened.
It did. It did happen. We all saw it. But, and also, just side note, I don't want to get into the ref suck debate right now because there's no debate. The ref sucks. Some of the calls out there today were god-awful. But,
yep,
or rather, the lack of calls that were made as well were god-awful.
All
as far
it.
As I'm concerned, did the refs, first of all, he escapes the pocket, runs a little long, probably should have gone down sooner. I think one of the things that McCartney, McAdoo, AVP, Mayo, anybody needs to tell it, maybe his brothers, his dad, whomever, get down sooner. Like, don't quit trying to get 18, 20 yards. If you get the first down, if you get 5, 10, and you also escape the pressure, get out of the pocket safely and don't get sacked, don't take a harder hit, that's a W. Like, this is something I bet slot receivers could probably teach him as well. Maybe he should get on the horn with Edelman.
I would go the other way, quite honestly. And this has been a developing take I've had in the last 24 hours.
Okay.
That I've consulted with quarterbacks and observed quarterbacks at three levels of football in the last 24 hours.
Oh, I saw
hours.
Your tweet about that. That was some vicious video. It's at Jumbo Heart, people, if you want to see the video Andy's
yes,
reference to.
Third play on offense of a game I witnessed, Salve Regina against Springfield, where a quarterback who had a pre-existing head injury from earlier in the year was wearing a Guardian cap and a cue collar and took a vicious hit in a slide, knocked him out of the game. And unbeknownst to me, my buddy Kevin Stone over at New England Football Journal, Jim Mora at UConn teaches his quarterbacks to go head first. It's safer. You control where your head is. You have a better ability to protect yourself from hits.
Does he really?
Yeah, and I agree with it 100%. When you slide, you are a victim.
You are just waiting to be targeted. You're 1,000% right.
These aren't all really cheap shots. When you're running and a guy is trying to tackle you, he's at a certain level. And then you slide, and you're below the level that you were at. And it creates opportunities for, whether they're intentional or unintentional, headshots. Mm-hmm. Shoulder to head, head to head. And I think it puts quarterbacks at risk. So you either have to do the non-athletic QB thing, which is slide 5 yards early, right? There's no one around me, but I'm going to call it a day and slide here.
Yeah, take the small W. Don't go for the chunk.
But the athletes don't do that, because the athletes are going to make plays. Athletes want to pick up more yards. So I would teach every athletic quarterback I had not to slide, to go head first, to lunge forward with the ball, fall down like a kid on a slip and slide or something. And I think it's safer. I think it's smarter. And I think long term, it would benefit the team and everyone involved. And honestly, would benefit the defenders, because now defenders are made to look like cheap shot artists when I don't think most of them are truly cheap shot artists. They're just trying to do their job on the defensive side of the ball.
So go ahead first as well. Side note to this and or a question. Do you believe a penalty should have been called in that play? Because I do.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
He didn't get called for a penalty, correct?
It was unintentional. He didn't mean to do it, but it was still helmet to helmet contact.
Yeah, it was a glancing blow from the helmet, and he wasn't going in. I didn't see form tackling. I didn't see him going shoulder first. He couldn't. Then he shouldn't be making the play. And also, Drake May is going to the slide. Why?
When he's going into his tackle, he's at Drake May's rib level. When Drake May slides, he's now at Drake May's head level. And he can't adjust himself because objects in motion tend to stay in motion. It's some law. I don't know, Newton's or something. Right? And that's the reality of the situation. That's the problem that is set up the way the game is played, the way guys are taught right now. But he hit him in the head. Intent doesn't really matter. It's like when you're rushing the passer in the pocket and your hand flies out. You didn't intend to hit him, you were jumping and you hit him in the face. Doesn't matter. You can't hit the quarterback in the head. Can't hit the quarterback in the knees. There was a vicious cheap shot, way dirtier play on Justin Herbert. I don't know if you saw that in his game, where a guy wrapped up his knee and then jerked it and tweaked it. And thankfully, his offensive lineman beat the snot out of the guy who did it.
Did this happen today?
Yes. Yeah, you can see it on Twitter. It's all over Twitter.
Wait a second. Were you watching another game?
No, I get my highlights off Twitter.
Oh, you do? Okay, that's interesting.
Because
I was busy working on the post-game show.
You were working?
Gross.
What, on lyrics for the next rejoiner?
Okay.
Mad Lib.
Some of us try to actually bring some entertainment value and some joy to the people while you just continue to chide and deride them.
Some of us don't have to try.
By the way, it comes super unnaturally. By the way, it would be the Dodgers are up 9-2 over the Saints. What a weird score that is.
Did you just say the Dodgers?
Yes, because it's like a baseball score. 9-2.
Yeah, but you're confusing people because the Dodgers are still playing.
Yes, I know. Justin Herbert, he has 3 carries for 50 yards. Now, is he out of the game?
No. He was fine. He actually then got up and pulled his offensive lineman off the defensive lineman who took the cheap shot at the back of his knee and, like, basically, I think, had to tell him, I'm okay. But that's what a good offensive lineman does. That's what we've talked about at times. I'm not sure that Patriots have. Ben Brown might be the closest thing the Patriots have to that right now on this offensive line.
Just one of those guys, a dog on the line. They also continue to have different guys on the line all the time. They're probably just introducing themselves to each other and getting to know each other.
But they got a little healthier today. They have Darian Lowe back. They settled in a little bit.
Michael Jordan instead of City So.
Not that one.
Then, of course, you couldn't play Laden Robinson because you had Onwenu kicked back into guard. Who was out at tackle today? Was it DeMontre?
DeMontre. You saying that like it's... We're on first name basis with
DeMontre, Ramondre. Let's call the whole thing off.
Ramondre, I'm okay with, but DeMontre has not earned first name basis with this team. No. Jacobs.
Mr. Jacobs. Okay, very good. Let's go back to the phones. Now, please, to Rhode Island we go. Ryan is in Rhode Island. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I sit on the cake.
You got the cake,
Ryan?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Buttercream.
How we doing? I just want to say, first time, long time. I met you at the Patriots-Steelers game last year. The opener after the banner drop, but I just want to hear your opinion on Drake May and Jacoby Brissett. And you think there's any controversy? I know Drake May played a great game the past couple of games, and Brissett he stepped up today. He got the win, and if you think he's more motivated to become a starter, and just your opinion on that. Also, I want to hear your opinion on Silver Bullet, the fan. I met him yesterday. I want to hear what you have to say about him as well.
All right. Thanks very much for the call, Ryan.
What are we doing here?
I don't know. We're power ranking super fans. Okay. Keith, a.k.a. the Silver Bullet, tremendous guy, super good guy, provides great fan service, loyal to his organization, travels around the country, goes to charitable endeavors, terrific guy. And
the bald guy with all the silver?
Yes, with all the fake rings, and he wears the big styrofoam flying Elvis hat, and he paints his face every game. May I also say that when my dad passed away 2.5 years ago, one of the first people that walked through the Peck Funeral Home in Braintree where we had my father's wake was Keith the Silver Bullet. So what do I think of him? I think he's a tremendous person. Does the organization, does his friends, and does everything Patriots Nation in New England very well. Now,
this is a serious question. Was he... sans paint and garb, or was he?
Did you just ask?
Yes.
If Silver Bullet came dressed as Silver Bullet to my dad's wake?
You are a super fan, and your dad was a fan, correct?
Do you think I was dressed up like
crazy?
Was I in full Fitzy regalia, like backwards ball cap, satin jacket, and an IPA in
with
hand?
You, it wouldn't surprise me. Isn't that how you pay homage to people? You live in their comfort zone. You live in their... Remember, there was the Steelers fan a few years ago that had their whole wake as a setup of their living room, sitting in their recliner watching the game.
That was tremendous for him or her.
I think it was a him.
I think it was a him. Okay, but it doesn't matter. That fan in particular. Yes, that was great. He was not dressed up as Silver Bullet. No, I was not fully fitzified. Is this literally what the show's turned into now? The Patriots just...
I'm just asking a question.
Miraculous comeback victory.
The whole call was useless to me, so I could have skipped right past
Drake May versus Jacoby Brissett.
That's what we're back onto. No, there is no controversy.
That's useless,
at this
too.
Point.
When Drake May's healthy, he's not only the best quarterback on your team, he's one of the top half best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Now, here's
Jacoby
a question
Brissett,
for you.
Despite
Andy.
What he said, is a journeyman backup.
Okay, who played very well today at a beyond replacement level. He played very well in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. He did his job, which was lead the team on a comeback. Against a team that was trying to save their season. It was a get-right day for somebody, and it got wrong for the Jets. There was a caller that was on hold who just dropped off prior to that, though, Andy, who asked, I thought it was a very good point. Let me see how you go about this. Would you be interested in this shiny new Chevrolet? No, would you be interested in redshirting Drake May the rest of the season? You've seen a little bit from him. Now it's like, okay, let's go ahead until we get a better line, let's protect you. Let's not have you in there. Is that a crazy thought?
No. I mean, I think that's a crazy thought.
Okay.
Football players play football.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Did anybody have a problem with anything when he was running into the end zone? I didn't hear one complaint. I didn't hear a single complaint until he got hit on a slide and got knocked out of the game with a head injury. Like, it happens. It's football. Do I want to see it happen again? No. If there's any question, like, is he cleared protocol? Obviously, you err on the side of caution. You're not trying to win a playoff game. You're not trying to make a run towards the Super Bowl here. But as soon as he is completely cleared from protocol, he's my starting quarterback.
May, 508, May didn't get hit by the line giving up pressure today. Good point. He was very elusive and got out of there.
Right.
Those instincts were tremendous, and that's what you love to see. And the only way you develop that is by being in, okay, here we go. That is by being in the live game action. You have to be in the theater. 352 texter. Really? If that was Sharon Rogers, it would have been a penalty. I have a feeling that is speak to text. Probably not a shot at Aaron Rodgers' masculinity, if you will. 508, Mahomes 100% gets a penalty there. 774, how do you recognize Silver Bullet out of face paint? It looks like him without the face paint on. Okay. Oh, how about this? Here we go. 603 texter. Any chance Bill talks about how the Jets lost to a defense whose coaches called them soft? How about that? Do we think Bill Belichick will have anything to say about the Jets and or the Patriots this week? Which way will Belichick go when he appears on McAfee / the Manning Cast / Coach / Inside the NFL / Guy Fieri's Extreme Cookoff / the Weather Channel / the Today Show? What's he going to say?
My guess is he's going to take a lot of shots at the Jets.
Because that's fun for him. That's his fate. Of all the low-hanging fruit he eats. Yes.
He gets to take shots at the Jets, and in doing so, devalue Gerard Mayo's team and their victory. So I think it's an easy solution for him. Because I've given up on the idea that it might be, I don't know, respectable or a magnanimous gesture. Like J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt has already said, congratulations, Coach Mayo, your team played for you today. Because J.J. Watt was critical of Gerard Mayo last week and said, I've never been on a team where calling them soft was going to be lead to good results. J.J. Watt immediately said, congrats, Coach Mayo, your team played for you today.
I thought that was great.
J.J. Watt is a bigger man. Bill Belichick, not so much.
All right, I'll just leave that there for people to text in at 37937. Feel the best of those. I understand, but you're also... You know, you've been very critical of Bill Belichick, who has been reasonably critical of his football team.
I'm also very praiseful of Bill Belichick when it's warranted. That's called objectivity. It's missing with you people.
Look at this now. Just lobbing flash grenades every direction he possibly can. Andy, did you ever get an answer, by the way, from Perillo when I hipped you to his criticism the other day on Patriots Unfiltered about all the reporters in town that have pictures of them talking to Tom Brady as their avatar?
Oh, yeah, we talked about it. We talked about it on our show. I texted with Paul.
What did he say?
Then we went down. He didn't even know that was my avatar.
Ah!
He's not very social media savvy. He joked about it. But no, he didn't backtrack from his comments. They've been quite critical at PU.
I understand.
Evan Lazar went after everybody for claiming that they took the comments out of context from the wide receivers.
But then Perillo busted his chops about that as well.
Yes. I'm on the Perillo side of things, basically.
Same. No surprise.
Even though he did seemingly take a direct shot at me, I'm pretty much the only person I actually can think of that has Tom Brady in their avatar.
Mark Daniels is just a photo of Mark Daniels.
Right.
Megan Ottolini is just a photo of Megan Ottolini. I have a picture of the Patriots head photoshopped over the dog in hell that says, this is fine. You know,
I think I'm the only one who fits the criteria of what Paul described.
Hence why the second I heard that, I was like,
hurts.
Ooh, hold on a second.
Cuts
deep. A little crossfire there between buddies, the master attacking the apprentice. Hate to see it. 617-779-7937 is the number. A bit of a kooky Six Rings post-game show today here on WEEI. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. We hope you are as well. Please stay tuned. Later on in the program, we'll have the Cars for Kids player of the game. Andy will have his thumbs up and thumbs down. We'll hear from our old pal Mego and so much more. The Six Rings post-game show live on the Odyssey app. WEEI and all of our fabulous affiliates rolls on. Don't you go anywhere.
Rodgers didn't seem as mobile as he's been.
Yeah, I bet he's struggling right now. You know, just a Hall of Fame quarterback like that, just, you know, hate to see him go out that way, but, you know, always going to take a weight against him, you know, build all your resume. But, yeah, he definitely don't look the same. He kept moving right there. Shit, I could run him down and catch him. He don't look mobile at all, you know. So it was good for us. You know, we know we can get after him and attack him in the passing game, too. So, you know, got to come out here.
Patriots defensive tackle Devon Godshow. With a little love for old Aaron right there. You love to hear it, don't you? You just love to hear it. Devon Godshow, by the way, might be the only member left standing from the defensive line that we... No, Keon White and Keon White was there today.
Dietrich Wise was there,
Dietrich Wise, too. But, you know, I think, like, only defensive tackle that we thought was going to be starting the season with the Patriots, still healthy at this point. Daniel Aquali, an unfortunate scratch. But, hey, you know what? The rest of these guys that were out there today flying around the field, the Hawkinses, the Ellises, the Roys, all these guys that people were very unfamiliar with, doing a pretty good job. I got to say, pretty good job. They were ready
ups
to
ups and downs.
Don't you think they were, Andy, do you think this was the effort today from the defense? Was this representative of a team that wanted to not prove their coach wrong or show up their coach, but rather just, you know, stand up for themselves as players, as men, for their families? Like, hey, our coach called us soft last week. Like, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to show everybody that we're not soft, even when no one barely around here knows our name.
Yeah, I don't. I think the soft thing got overplayed, quite honestly.
That's a fair assessment.
I think he was talking about executionally soft rather than effort soft. Executionally soft is getting pushed around a little bit in the run game, right? Or not being able to push anybody around in the run game on the offensive side of the ball. Mm-hmm. And I think some of that was a part of their story in the last couple weeks. And some of that is just sometimes the guy on the other side of the ball is better. Their scheme is better. Mm-hmm. Whatever, their momentum is better. So I didn't think there was like this opportunity for this big wake-up call. And I don't honestly know who would have led that opportunity. I mean, Jelani Tavai is a nice player. I don't think he's a great player. He's not Ray Lewis 2.0 where he's going to suddenly inject life in the middle of the
defense. No, he's a $5 million a year.
He's a guy.
Linebacker that can play a little inside, a little outside. He's a guy. He is part of that middle class that the Patriots built, the high floor guys that are there to basically support the team.
They're supposed to support studs. On a good team, the middle class supports the stars. You know, if he played with Dante Hightower was on one side and Matt Judon was on the other, I think he'd be a really good player. You'd like what he was capable of doing sort of within the parameters of guys around him. But the problem is I think he's been elevated to a role in other guys. Hawkins. You know, Hawkins had an opportunity for what could have been a big interception. Dropped it. Bounced right off his
right off the numbers.
Chest.
Yeah, that's the wrong spot to throw to.
They should do one-on-ones with Tyquan Thornton and Hawkins and just see whose chest it bounces off of first.
Tyquan Thornton, what is it you'd say you do here?
Bitch and then don't make the play when you have the opportunity to make one of the nicest plays of the day.
He did make a play during the game winning drive. He like caught it wasn't a great play, but it was like he was slanting, he was open, and then he was able to
get
the first
down. I thought he made a play.
He had a little
catch and run on the field goal drive.
I think it was the field goal drive. You're right.
Where he had the long catch and run, yeah. Like that was it. That was his long highlight of the day. Well, longish. Significant? Sizable. Noticeable?
Fine.
Decent. Okay.
And didn't make up for the drop earlier.
Did not, indeedly. But at least Kayshon Boutte, who was having a brutiful day, redeemed himself later on. We both thought he got in on that 10-yard slant on, I think that was second and goal? No, that was third and goal. That was right. That was third and goal because they had to call the timeout and go. And boy, did Ramondre barely. I mean, by the hair of his chinny chin chin did he get in on that one, whereas he was wide open on the 2-point conversion. That was nice. I might have to steal that play for the old flag football team. Back to the phone.
You know who should steal that play? The Jets.
The Jets. When you look at the stat lines right here, Rodgers, 17-28, 233, 2 tutties. Breece Hall, 16 carries, 80 yards, 5 yards a carry. Garrett Wilson, 5 receptions, 113 yards. If I were to rattle those stats off to you, before the game, what would you have said the final score would have been?
I would have said the final score. I'm really trying to get a good lighting here, and it's struggling. I need you to order me a ring light. Don't you know how to do that?
Yes, I do.
Don't you know that industry?
Do you know how? You can probably go to this website, Amazon.com.
Yeah, but which one?
Just type in ring light.
No, I know there's a billion of them.
Oh my God!
There's like one that attaches to the top of my computer screen.
Yep.
One that
sits you could probably get multiple and still not have to spend that much money. LED technology has come a long way.
I don't like to spend money.
What? Jeez. You're not going to have to pay for it because you're required to be okay. Back to the phones we go. Let's see if there's anyone out there who's not going to try to drive me crazy tonight. David is in the car. Hi, David. Uh-oh. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Good evening. So I got to say, you know, we got to give props to Jacoby Brissett, because this guy, everybody's been down on him. He can't throw down the field. He can't make plays. And everybody was dropping everything left and right. And yep. You got to say it. What a hell of a drive he put together at the end. The throws that he's making and the guys on catching. And he drives him down to win the game. Unbelievable. I am so proud of him. I am so happy that he won that game. So happy for him.
You know, David, thank you very much for the call. It's nice for someone to call in, a regular caller and listener here at WEEI and a dedicated Patriots fan, to say something nice. I'm just happy for Jacoby Brissett. Again, if you're just looking at this as the individual game, not what does it do to our draft slot, not, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's a three-way tie for the seller in the AFC East. Oh, this, oh, that. No, no, no. Just look at it for the sake of today. Jacoby Brissett came off the bench. Mm-hmm. He was certainly not booed when he came in, but there was no like, now start it now at quarterback for the Patriots, Jacoby Brissett. Hooray! It was just sort of like, you know, a lot
of
people.
Some
just,
of them were leaving.
Some were leaving. I told you, longest lines I have ever, ever, ever seen for both the bathroom and the beer line. Holy smokes. I've never seen such long lines. People were, the ones that were still there that didn't leave, and shame on them, as we both agreed, the ones that were there were resigned to like, well, if it's going to be one of these games, I'm emptying the Venmo account. I'm going down with the ship 20 ounces at a time. And they were probably good and lubed up by the end of the game and enjoyed themselves the comeback as well. But he played, isn't it funny? The best he played as a Patriots quarterback to date, ever since the first game, that famous Thursday night in 2016 against the Texans, where he really didn't have to throw the ball very much, but ran like a son of a gun. The best he played as a quarterback for the Patriots was today in relief of Drake May against a team that was supposed to have this tremendous defense, this green wave that was supposed to dominate the Patriots and put our season and any hopes of any joy the rest of the way to bed. And he picked them apart when it mattered most. And I'll tell you, if it wasn't for that awful penalty on Michael Jordan in the third quarter, they would have probably had another nice drive, because that negated a 30-yard completion to Hunter Henry that had to come back 30 and then go back 10 more for the hold. That was a 41-yard penalty that Michael Jordan ultimately committed on that drive. They could have actually scored more against him today. So, yes, I joined David and many others in being very happy for Jacoby Brissett, a delightful redemption story.
No, I enjoyed it. I actually think he played well to start the year as well. I think he was pretty good in Cincinnati and Seattle, and then things kind of went sideways and backwards for him. And I appreciate it. And getting back to the fans leaving and not just sort of generally bitching them, and I know it's not going to happen, but how dumb do you feel if Jacoby Brissett comes in and maybe he ignites a winning streak here and maybe they win 6 in a row or 7 in a row? And
He's
like one of those Geno Smith, like, I don't know what happened, but in those weeks off, Jacoby Brissett looks like a different guy and the offense comes together around him, whatever. And you're kicking yourself because, yeah, weren't you at that game? Didn't you see that game when May got hurt? Yeah, I was, but I left because May got hurt, so I didn't want to see the rest. And you're like, what are you, an idiot? You missed the beginning of a 7-game win streak and this great story of Jacoby Brissett. So, no, I love it. Do I think it's likely? No, I think it's highly unlikely. I think it's more likely that next week he can't find the end zone and they're scuffling. And, you know, he is what he is. He has a massive track record in the National Football League. So to expect him to be something other than kind of the mediocre quarterback he's been for a decade in the NFL is probably unrealistic, which is why, upon immediately clearing the protocol, Drake May is my quarterback again.
He is once again, and we'll see if he's actually starting next week as the Patriots go on the road next Sunday, 1 o'clock game from Nash Vegas, where the Patriots take on the Tennessee Titans, who lost a nail biter 52-14 today in Detroit. When we come back, we'll be joined by our old pal, Mego. Megan Ottolini joins the program to give us a fresh perspective of what it was like at the stadium the rest of the way, as well as what the vibe was like in the locker room. Fitzy, Hart, Joe Braverman, Megan Ottolini, the whole fam damnly is here together with you and the callers and everything going on. What a great show. What a Sunday. Is it dark out yet? Oh, Aaron Rodgers is probably on his way back to New York. It's the Six Rings Postgame Show on EEI.